Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Under the starry night.
Little Genoa, Genoa.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. And that right there, an absolutely gorgeous song called No Stars by an amazing singer by the name of Rebecca Del Rio. And if you're a fan like me of David Lynch, you know Rebecca Del Rio as the woman who sang the Spanish language version of Roy Orbison's Crying, Llorando, in the 2001 film Mulholland Drive. And she also appeared in Twin Peaks The Return in 2017, episode 10, or part 10, as they call it, and singing that song, No Stars, that I absolutely love. That version, though, comes off of her 2011 album entitled Love Hurts, Love Heals. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal singer. Not a ton of output in terms of music. Only a couple full-length albums. But she did a lot of soundtrack work. Appeared in a lot of movies. Singing a lot of songs. And Rebecca Del Rio passed away this week, June 23rd, at the age of only 57 years old. So I wanted to just share that and honor an amazing voice. Rebecca Del Rio will be very well missed. But we also have a huge birthday to celebrate this week. And it is one of the most prolific and important songwriters in the history of the blues. And we're just going to do pretty much the entire show, with the exception of Rebecca Del Rio's song and the Willie Nelson song at the end. Every other tune on here is going to be written by this guy, Willie Dixon. Born July 1st, 1915, in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And as I mentioned, one of the most important songwriters, honestly, in modern music, period, end of story, based solely off the number of people who have covered Willie Dixon tunes. And we're going to hear a bunch of them right now. Let's start with one of the guys who recorded a lot of Willie Dixon tunes. These guys worked together quite a bit. He is also one of the most important figures in the history of the blues. That's Howlin' Wolf. There's a track written by the great Willie Dixon. It's called Evil. It's going on. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
After a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, something just ain't right. That's evil, evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother, you better watch your happy home. Sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. smoking if you have the whole boat. That's evil. Evil is going on. Death before it goes.
That's evil. Evil is going on. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Did he want this? suit for morning, you know I wanna shake them on down.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, a big old block of music of songs written or co-written by the great Willie Dixon, who is also one of the greatest bass players in the history of the blues. Forgot to mention that. Canned Heat, who covered a lot of blues tunes back in the day, doing a track right there called Help Me. Their version came from 1967. The original version of that song was by Sonny Boy Williamson II, who co-wrote it with Willie Dixon. Released in 1963. Before that, we gave you a track called Just Make Love to You, or I Just Want to Make Love to You, which, of course, was originally recorded by Muddy Waters in 1954. We gave you the Etta James version from 1960. Now, I forgot to mention, you're going to recognize almost every one of these songs. You just might not recognize the version I'm giving you of these songs. Because if it was the recognizable version, it would be a lot of Muddy Waters and a lot of Howlin' Wolf. So, but Muddy, the first to record that tune, written by Willie Dixon, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Love the Etta James version from her last album in 1960. Before that, we gave a track called Diddy Wah Diddy, which was co-written by Willie Dixon and a guy who played that tune right there, Bo Diddley, from 1956. That is the original version of that song. And we gave you a track called Howlin' for My Darling, which was co-written by Willie Dixon and Howlin' Wolf, who did the original version in 1960. We gave you the Albert King version, which was originally recorded in 1969, released in 1969, recorded way earlier than that, actually. And starting off the block, Evil Is Going On, written by Willie Dixon and recorded by the Howlin' Wolf, as he was titled, in July of 1954, when that original version was released. The Howlin' Wolf. All right, so speaking of Howlin' Wolf, he was the first to record this next tune we're going to play that was written by Willie Dixon, one of Willie Dixon's most famous songs. It's been recorded literally hundreds of times at this point. The Wolf did it in 1961. The Doors did it on their debut album in 1967. Of course, the track is Backdoor Man. I'm giving you the Doors live version because there is also several live versions of this song from the Doors and others. Because I would be remiss not to mention that this week also is the anniversary of the death of Jim Morrison, who passed away July 3rd, 1971. And I was going to do a whole big Jim Morrison tribute on this show. Decided let's focus on Willie Dixon. But if you tune into the Metal Dad Radio Show on Thursday night at 7 p.m., I am doing a block of metal bands covering the Doors, which is very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Here's the Doors. It's a live version of Backdoor Man. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks. We'll be right back.
door. I got 29 ways just to get to my baby's door. And if you need me bad, I can find about two or three more. I got a way through the window, I got a way down the hall, and if the going get rough, I got a hole in the wall. I got 29 ways to get to my baby's door. And when he need me bad, I can find about two or three more. I got 29 ways just to get to my baby's door. I got 29 ways just to get to my baby's door.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, another block of killer songs written by the great Willie Dixon, including that one right there, 29 Ways, which Willie Dixon himself was the first to record in 1956. You just had the Coco Taylor version from 1969. She was the first to actually spell out 29, by the way. Just a little fun fact, the song's actually written as the number 29. Before that, we gave you a track called Easy Baby, which Magic Sam was the first to record in 1958, but we gave you the Luther Allison version from 1974, which is just awesome. That, I think, might be the best version of that tune. Again, written by Willie Dixon. Before that, another track written by Willie Dixon called Down in the Bottom. Now, that was originally recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1961. We gave you a live version from Otis Spahn from 1964, and yes, he did merge it a little bit with Look Over Yonder Wall by Elmore James. So if you're listening to that and going, wait, that's not Down in the Bottom. And Otis Spahn actually called that version Meet Me in the Bottom, probably because it's a riff on Down in the Bottom. Of course, Helen Wolf, the first to record that. And then starting off the block, a somewhat truncated, apologies, live version of Backdoor Man by The Doors. Of course, they would do a studio version of that in 67, and The Wolf would be the first to record that in 1961. All right, so let's go back into another block of songs written or co-written by the great Willie Dixon. We're going to start you here with another guy who recorded a bunch of his tunes, Little Walter, going back to 1959, a song that still rings true, Crazy Mixed Up World. It's the wrong side of the tracks. Thank you.
fixed up kid, and I'd love to dance like this. Well, I'd love to rock and roll, because it satisfies my soul. Well, I'd love to jump and shout, and it really knocked me out. Give me music with a beat, it'll knock me off my feet. I don't care what you heard, this is a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. I'm in a pretty mixed up world. Down inside, beats begin to fly. My heart go bump, bump, bump. Music make me jump, jump, jump. I can't control myself no more. Music got me on a go. What if I'm crazy? Ain't you heard? I'm in a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up
times. I once have had. Soul got happy, heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you. Get on home. Gonna bring it on home now. Gonna bring it on home now. Gonna bring it on home now. Gonna bring it on home. Bring it on home to you.
Love me. You need me. grocer. You need fish and go to the sea. You need love, look for me, baby. Come on home to me. You got to love somebody. You got to love somebody. You got to love somebody. Oh, somebody's gonna love me.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, another block of killer tunes written by the great Willie Dixon, including that one right there, Don't Go No Further, as recorded by Tracy Nelson, who really spent her career going back and forth between blues and country and then back again. Her version comes from 1995. The original, of course, was Muddy Waters in 1956. Before that, we gave you a track, Close to You, which is another tune that Muddy Waters was first to record in 1958. We gave you the Stevie Ray Vaughan version from 1991, which I absolutely love. And before that, we gave you Bring It On Home, which was originally recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson II in 1965. That is the version that you got right there. And no, I would not be tempted to play the Led Zeppelin version as they attempted to steal the song from Willie Dixon. No, thank you. Before that, 21 Days in Jail, a tune first recorded by Magic Sam in 1958, which is the version you got there. And starting off the block, Crazy Mixed Up World, because it still is, since Little Walter recorded that song in 1959. So again, all tunes written by the great Willie Dixon, one of the most prolific and important songwriters in the history of the blues, born July 1st. 1915 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So there you go. So time now for us to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. He's got an album celebrating anniversary this week. His second album ever recorded, Here's Willie Nelson, was released July 1st, 1963. That's a long time ago. July 1st, 1963. That's a long time ago. So this, of course, is one of those albums that the Nashville establishment had their talons all over Willie and his recordings. This is a song he's recorded multiple times, multiple times. It's a tune called Half a Man. And as you listen to this version, pay close attention, you can't miss it, to all of the extra orchestration that Nashville dumped on this song. But I'm buried under there somewhere is a great tune. Here's Willie Nelson. It's Half a Man. Till next week, kids. Stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
If I'd only had one arm to hold you. Better yet, if I had none at all. Then I wouldn't have two arms that ache for you. And there'd be one less memory to recall. If I'd only had one ear to listen to the lies that you told to me, then I'd more closely resemble the half a man that you've made of me. If I'd only had one leg to stand on, then a much truer picture you'd see. For then I'd more closely resemble the half a man that you've made of me.